Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey towards truth, traveling through our dreams and an inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All Roads Lead 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings, and thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring jewels to become leaders by establishing partnerships with entrepreneurs, corporations, donors, sponsors, volunteers, the community, and abroad. Please join me every other Tuesday at noon on BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max. My special guest today is Miss Linda Hebert, author of Amazon National and International bestseller, Strong, Sane, and Sassy, Exposing the Truth About Real Health, just released in February. Linda holds a bachelor's degree in science nurse, certified wellness health teacher, speaker, and nationally certified Christian yoga instructor. Linda has developed a powerful message about holistic health and self-discovery that resonates deeply with audiences. On her journey, Linda had recognized and realized that women live disconnected from their bodies, often dismissing the intuitive signals indicating unmet needs. At last, I want to say thank you again for joining me, Linda, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Pamela, for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. I love your mission.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, located?
Pardon me?
Where are you located?
I am in Vieira, Florida. It's about an hour and a half south of Daytona Beach, not too far from the East Coast, about 15 minutes.
Okay, and how's the weather out there?
It's like it is every day, sunny and warm, beautiful.
So in your part of town, do you guys experience a lot of, hurricanes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The hurricanes have hit hard. We have been spared from some of the major destruction. The last one caused a lot of thunderstorms. And we didn't have any, but several of the other counties around us did. So the West Coast has gotten hit a little more than we have, but we've been through our fair share of them. And it's just, you have to learn how to deal with them and then help each other out and just move on.
So true. And what about the alligators? Because, you know, I look on my little videos and I see alligators walking around and everything. Are they just that bold? I mean,
well, you just have to learn that they have seasons where you just don't go near them. Their mating season's in May, and they get a little bit more bold, and then when they've had their babies shortly after that. So they're everywhere. I have a big lake out front of my house, and I love seeing the gators. They really don't bother anyone. So they're just a big part of Florida. And my son was a golfer. He was raised here, and he was on the golf course all the time. So we would see golf, we would see alligators, and I would get nervous because he would once in a while hit a ball in the water and go try to find it. And I knew there were gators around. So you just have to learn how to manage them. They're fun.
Wow.
But you have to respect them.
Yeah, you do have to respect them. I can't do that. I can't do the gators because I like to jog sometimes and everything.
I do all that. And, you know, I find most of them, they don't want to get near you. So if you just keep your distance, they don't.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, thank you so much for sharing. So I had visited your, I went on Amazon read a little bit about the book, and it was very interesting. And I love the title. The title, Strong,
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad.
Sassy. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. So tell me, how did you come up with that title?
I would say it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I wrote the book over a period of 2 years. But I would say 4 or 5 years ago, I just began to understand a little bit more about what's going on in most women's hearts, bodies, and minds. Just through all of my experience, all of my training, all of my yoga training, all of my work as a nurse, and all of my own practicing. And that's that we really don't connect with our own voice as
Yes.
clearly as we need to. And that's the sassy part, is really understanding your own voice. And your voice isn't just a voice that you hear. It's what you think, it's what you believe, it's your own body. And so when the three of those work together, we're strong and we have a clear mind, we're sane, we love living with a clear, focused mind. And for women, it's a little harder as we age with all of our hormones changing,
Yes.
but we can establish that. And sassy, so that's how I came up with it, is let's as women continue to be strong physically, emotionally, spiritually, have a good, solid mindset and a clear understanding and own our own voice, that true unique voice that each one of us has. And we have to really recognize it, get clear on it. We have to get it strong, and that's how we bless others around us and become the best version of ourselves possible. So that's what my book's about, even though I've broken it into 8 habits.
But hold on, because I have a
Okay.
lot of questions. I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
I'm probably going to cover some of those answers that you have. So, through your own journey, you had realized that many women live disconnected from their bodies, as you just explained a little bit, but I'm going to get more in depth.
Okay.
Often dismissing the intuitive signals indicating unmet needs. Elaborate a little bit more for me because I was wondering, am I doing that too?
Well, this is the part that really I have a tender heart towards. I think every woman does. And I think we can express it in different ways. We can be people pleasers, or we can go the other end and be way too strong and just trying to compensate. But when we really recognize our own voice, and what I mean by that, you have to learn to tune into it, because I think what happens in our lives, we tend to tune out because we're so tuning into other people's needs around us, our
Right.
families, our children's, our friends. We're just made to care for other people so well. But when we're not being honest with ourselves, when we don't tune into our own voice, what is it I really want? And so we have to get really honest and truthful about what do I need? What do I really think? And look at ways that maybe we're either people pleasing, or we're making a decision based on an image instead of what I really want or what I really believe. We have to get very clear in our core beliefs and our core values, because that they should be in alignment with what we do and say.
So true. I absolutely agree. Strong, sane, and sassy, in your opinion. I want you to share a little bit more of your insights about reconnecting the mind, body, and spirit. Because I'm very spiritual as well, and I don't know if I am doing just what you are saying, reconnecting, like you're saying. Is that people pleasing, as you just elaborated a little bit more? But this is something that I feel should be a little bit more in depth of explaining because women really, we really need to understand where we are spiritually. So, your bestseller international book, Exposing the Truth About Real Health. Kind of give me some clarity about that because are we talking about just everyday living, and you know, we're healthy or unhealthy, or what exactly are we talking about?
I really love what you're asking me.
Thank you.
And I do. And I think when you begin to understand that we are integrated people, we cannot separate. We don't have fragmented parts. We don't have a spiritual part of us that we just are really, really good at, and a physical part, or a mental part of us. They're constantly interacting. So honestly, it's just as spiritual, if you want to call it a way that you express your pure spirituality, and how well you take care of your own body and how well you listen to your own body. So we can't separate parts of ourselves. And so when we integrate our mind and our body and spirit, everything that we do is a reflection of every part of who we are. And so we're just becoming a whole healthy person. And there's ways that I try to specifically talk about how to go about that journey, how to learn how to connect with all parts of yourself and nourish every part of yourself and live out of every part of yourself, because it's all integrated.
Okay, thank you so much. The power of positive self-talk and the importance of rest. In your opinion, you speak about that, but elaborate a little bit more, because that's important to for women, I feel, because we do a lot. You know, we're mothers, we have careers, husbands. We try to go to the gym, work out. That is a lot. So that positiveness that we need, you know, like me, you could find me, and my husband could tell you this. After I finish working out, I may be sitting down drinking me some tea and just talking to myself. So let me see what I'm going to do today.
That's beautiful. That's good.
So, in your opinion, by you stating that comment, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, here's what I think we should, the relationship that we have with ourselves. It's really about our relationship with ourselves, our body, our mind, and our spirit, and our emotions. We want to be very honest with ourselves, and that's where it starts. But if we want a good relationship, which we all do, we need to be cheering ourselves on, giving ourselves lots of encouragement, compassion, and kindness. And being honest is also a kind thing to do to yourself, because when we allow ourselves to live in freedom. So I think the self-talk can be, I think we need to give ourselves a lot of encouragement. Just like, tell yourself what you did today that was really encouraging. You'll laugh at first. Sometimes I'll talk to myself in the mirror and I'll laugh because it seems so unnatural, but it becomes more natural when you talk to yourself like you're a person who's a good friend to yourself. But
Right.
you really have to catch what you're thinking, because what can happen without you realizing it is you're in a narrative where you're, like you said, you're busy doing all the things that you do in your life. You're taking care of your children, you're working, you're going to work out. And all of a sudden your narrative is, oh, I didn't do that good. Oh, I'm running so behind. Oh, what's wrong with me? Why did I say that? And so we have to know what's going on. Be aware, self-awareness of what is the narrative, what kind of conversation are we having with ourselves? And I love, 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 love what the proverb says, that kind words are as sweet as honey and healing to the bones. So
Oh.
sweet to our soul. Kind words are sweet to our soul, just like honey is. And healing to the bones. And so when we speak kind words to ourselves, or we catch ourselves with a negative narrative, and then we give ourselves those kind words, we're healing not only our soul, but our bones, because we are made, our body, our physical body responds to the narrative going on in our mind about ourselves.
So true. I absolutely agree with you. It takes me back when I experienced a little trauma. And I wasn't like communicating with self. And I just kept going and going and going because I was on a mission. But I felt my health like not being up to par. So I had to take a little time out and I said, you know, Pamela, you are really doing a great job. And it's just time to rest a little bit. And once I did that and really understood, and that's when you find out, you know, you're talking to yourself. Anybody around to talk to? But once I did that, I was able to start healing within. Other than that, it seems like I just kept going and going and, you know, just trying to be this Wonder Woman without really giving myself any recognition.
I love that. That's how it works, because once we start treating ourselves with kindness and compassion on a regular basis, we don't have to prove anything to anyone because we already know that we're worthy and valuable for who we are. And our thoughts, the more we line up our thoughts with that truth, the more we live it. And then we begin to sit, to sh to express that same kind of communication to other people because it comes from within us, because that's who we are.
So true. So true. You stated that creating a personal wellness vision rooted in spirituality. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, again, it's just a magnificent way that we are designed. Our mind and our body work together. And when we use our senses to visualize what it is we truly want, and I'm talking about from our deepest desires, which we need to connect with, our deepest desires, and that takes some time. I think a lot of women are not living in the best version of themselves because they don't think they ever can. It's not true. When you, like you took time, when you take time to pause and really reflect on who do I want to be, it could be physically. Maybe you want to have more energy, lasting energy throughout your day. What would that look like in your life? So that's your wellness vision. You might create a vision of you walking around the block at a very, very fast pace for 3 miles, 4 times a week. You might see yourself with just some really beautiful workout clothes and shoes that you love to throw on. Your wellness vision could be having restful times during your day. You see yourself giving yourself rhythms of rest and grace and feeling the inner peace as a result of them. So you're creating this wellness vision of who you want to be in 3 months, 6 months, a year. And you're beginning to visualize it. And I also encourage women to make a wellness vision board. I have one on my desk. I never go without a vision board for my life. And it's amazing when you look at it and you pray through it, because God is so involved. I really believe that when we use our mind and our hearts to pray and to visualize what we believe He has put in our hearts to who we are to become, using the gifts He's given us, then we'll see them manifested in our life, because we're having that element of faith.
Right.
And it's just such a beautiful way to incorporate every part of you as you create your wellness vision. And it's you see it come, you see it happening.
Okay, it's like manifesting,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
I had to learn that too. Certain things, and I'm like, I'm just growing and growing. Okay, so I even teach that to the girls. Okay, we're gonna get out this negative mode when everybody is in a bad mood and everything.
And you see yourself, yes,
Yes.
doing
See.
those things, not responding to stress or responding to a situation where you would normally it might bother you and you might respond to snap back at something or someone, and you begin to see yourself responding in different ways, and then you become that person.
Absolutely. I do agree. So tell me, because, you know, let's talk about career women. We are the most high stress to me because we are in positions of facilitating, executing, and finishing up projects, and we have all this going on. So, do you believe that high achievers are not educated or recognizing what burnout actually is and what to do about it?
Well, I think you can be a high achiever and you can have a plan to keep yourself. I think a real high achiever actually has a plan to keep themselves in good rhythms so that they don't burn out. So I think it's a matter of self-awareness. Anyone who has a high, who is a high achiever, and I think that goes for all of us.
Right.
We need to develop the self-awareness to understand our own triggers and what drains us and what energizes us, and make sure we're getting quality inputs that match our outputs.
So what about if we're doing a job and it drains us, but it's a job that needs to be done? How do we counteract that? Would give me an example.
I think that's a really good question. And that might look different for different people, but you have to find what works for you. You have to get the right mindset. And if you know the why behind what you're doing, if you have a greater purpose and a good why, and that's one of the things I talk about in my book during the self-reflection and examination, and even the vision board, is you've got to know your why. Why am I doing this? Why is this job so important to me? Why am I pouring myself into this? Because that's not necessarily wrong, but your why will keep you going and keep you on a good path. And I also think women need accountability, not only to God and ourselves, but someone else, another friend in our life, or a counselor
So
or
true.
coach. Yes.
I do agree. Your mission is to help women heal and connect authentically with God, themselves, and others. Tell me about that.
Oh, I love how you just shared that. Yes, because if we are not living from our authentic self, we're really not connecting with other people in a true, authentic way. And I think that's what God wants from us. He wants our whole, true, authentic self. He wants us the freedom to take off the layers, take some time, and get really honest, and then be that whole person. He knows us deeply.
True.
I mean, fully. We're fully known, deeply loved, and
Yes.
completely accepted. And that's where we want to get to be, taking off all the layers with mainly to ourselves, getting real clear on the truth of who we are before God, because he already knows us completely. And then once we start beginning living in that truth, just as we are, who we are, then we begin to develop that relationship with God even deeper, where he wants us to be. And then we begin to love ourselves more unconditionally. And of course, that just overflows into more authentic relationships with other people.
So true. That is true. I like the way that you had explained that.
Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Very inspiring woman you are.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's discuss about techniques for body scanning to better understand the systems within the body, including the nervous, digestive, and respiratory.
See, this is where I think we can really empower ourselves as women, because I think we're naturally so much better than this. We're more intuitive by nature, and our body speaks to us, but we just haven't taken the time or been trained to listen to our own body. Our body tells us everything, but we have to learn to recognize its symptoms and, or its signals. So when you do a body scan, you're the good thing about doing a body scan, it's good to do it laying down, because you're relaxed. And you start from your feet and you go through each, or you can start at the crown of your head. And you're actually thinking about each part of your face, your head, your bones, your muscles, your neck, your shoulders. So you're noticing any tension in any part of your body. When we are holding tension, we're holding on to an emotion or some kind of stressful experience that's hurting our body. It's putting us in a state of fight or flight. So that helps us release the tension when we connect. And the respiratory system, when we're doing the body scan, it's especially good to be doing some deep breathing. So when we breathe slowly and deeply and calmly, we automatically go into a parasympathetic mode where it's rest and restore. So we're getting out of our head from overthinking and we're connecting with our own body, which is telling us so much about ourselves. Our body houses, our muscles, our, all of our connective tissue, our matrix tissue houses, our central nervous system, and all of our tension needs to be released from the connective tissue in our bodies. So that's why the stretching, once we do the body scan, we can stretch some of those places that feel tight and we experience relief in no time. And then it calms our entire mind. And when we add in the deep breathing, that helps so much. Anytime we're under a state of stress, so the central nervous system, it's hugely important because we need to recognize when we're under stress. Stress is basically where all disease begins. It causes inflammation. And so when we begin to recognize when our body is under stress, a rapid heartbeat beat, maybe shallow breathing, maybe a queasy gut, tight shoulders, we can begin to use some of these natural biological methods like deep breathing and stretching to release all of this tension. So we have to understand first when we're in fight or flight, when we're in a sympathetic state where we're producing a lot of cortisol and we're under stress.
Wow. Learning a lot today. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that. Linda, explain to me regards to, as you did speak a little bit about the why, and I thought that was so important because everything we do has to be for the why.
I agree. I agree. And that is the beautiful part about that we're uniquely different and that we're all going to have a different why. And why can be anything from, if you're running a business and you really want to run it well, why you want to have really good integrative health is you want to do a super good job. You want to be super effective at it. This is your gift, your calling. Mm-hmm. And so you want to keep, this is why you have this wellness vision. That's part of it. And we can have more than one why. Or maybe it's you're a mom and you're losing energy and you feel like you're on the couch too much and you're starting to feel depressed. You want to be a cheerful mom who enjoys her children and who can help them just have a joyful life. So everyone's why is different. Maybe you want to learn how to be a runner. And so you want to get in shape because you would love to know to use your body in different ways.
Yes. I found this particular message to be of interest when I was doing my research about you, Linda. You had stated an exploration of how Christian yoga supports spiritual connection and emotional release through deep stretching. And I know you start talking about that just a minute ago, but give me a little bit more input about that, because I tell you, I used to run, I would say a half a mile, like five times out of the week. And I used to do like a lot of jumping jacks and kickboxing, which I still do. But I wasn't really like toning myself up. But I tell you what, I put on a video and I said, let me see what yoga beginners was like. And I start doing yoga.
Awesome.
I haven't ran since, really. Maybe every once in a while. But I love yoga because not only yoga helps you with distress, because it relieves stress, but also it tones your body.
It is the best form of exercise. I've done a little bit of everything. And it is yoga is the thing that I would say at least 5 days out of seven, usually 6 out of 7, I do every day. It's just a part of my lifestyle. So yoga is a lifestyle for me, but it's also a great form of exercise and really nourishing your mind and your body and your spirit. Nurturing, nourishing, because you're working all parts of yourself. You're learning to be present. So you're getting all of the mental benefits. But like you said, the physical benefits for me, you can use your body's resistance when you're doing yoga and you're in a pose and you're maintaining that pose. Yoga teaches you how to identify, use it teaches you to put your mind into the muscle a lot. So you're identifying all the different muscles that you're engaging as you're in that yoga pose, and which ones do you want to focus on, whether it's your glutes or your hamstrings or your quadriceps or your triceps, your biceps. You're really working these beautiful muscles when you're doing yoga, and you're putting your mind to what you're doing so that you're honoring your own body. And when we put our mind into our body, we're even strengthening it more. And we're also acknowledging the joints and the tendons that are in between each muscle and bone. And those also get strengthened, which is so important for women. So it is an amazing form of strengthening, toning, and really working at different parts of the body that we usually don't get to, as well as our internal organs. These yoga poses are pressing on our ascending and descending colon, our stomach, our liver. Just all different parts of our body. And so we're connecting with the entire body, not just the outward, not just the muscles, but the inner body as well, our vital organs.
Now tell me a little bit more about yoga, because I'm only at the beginner stage and I've been there for about, I think, about almost 2 years.
Yes, that's just totally normal. Most people don't always move out of the beginner stage. And it's just whatever it is you want to do. What kind of question do you have about yoga?
So should I ever get out the beginner stage? Because you have what, hot yoga, advanced yoga,
I would
intermediate.
try different types because I think anytime we challenge our body, we're doing a good thing. But with yoga, the principle behind yoga is, and this is what I love because I believe it's so biblical, is we challenge ourselves, but we don't go past the signals from our body. If something is in pain, we acknowledge that pain and we back away. But we do challenge ourselves to move into the discomfort, and we breathe. We take our breath and we use our breath to breathe into the discomfort. We're able to sit in it because we trust that there's a purpose in what's happening, so we can go deeper into our poses. And so as you advance in yoga, you can go a little deeper into your pose as you learn how to breathe into the deeper stretching that you're doing and engage in your muscles a little bit more stronger. So it's a process, and you continue to grow in it.
You're right about that. It's a process, because I try to test the advance, but balance is very, very important. And I am balanced a little bit, but I got a lot more work to do. So should I just continue on and also try to do a little advancement as well?
Yes.
Because I did find stretching and trying to balance in certain poses was good for me, especially for my age. It's good for me.
Yes. And the thing about yoga, you can have strengths and weaknesses. We all do. I teach yoga classes twice a week, and all of my students, I say, remember, your body is we all have unique bodies, so we can never compare. We're only looking at our own body, and we all have different strengths. And we all have different weaknesses in our own body. So we want to shore up, we want to keep making the strong places stronger, and we want to keep helping the weak places. We don't want to push them too hard, but we want to help them get stronger. So we have to look at our body, and some things we can't do, but some things we can advance in. But balance is key, and that's one of the things that we're always working on. And that's another reason why I love yoga, is balance is so important for women as we age. And we need to continue to strengthen our muscles because we lose a lot of muscle as we age. And yoga really helps with balance and with strength.
So true. So true. Now, is there a yoga for just mental?
Yes. So there's gentle yoga, restorative. And there have been people, you know, who've gone through a lot of trauma. And so that's when we get we're very gentle and we're very careful with our poses. But we learned how to soothe the body through our stretching and through our poses. And then we release some of the, we're trying to release some of the impact from whether it's been, you know, trauma from the past that we've never healed from, or just, you know, recent circumstantial, you know, crisis or trauma. So it's a great way to reconnect with your mind and body and spirit. You know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that is a great way to just get some comfort yourself, but work on healing and restoring.
Yeah, I like that. And what is it called again?
Restorative yoga.
Restorative yoga. Okay. I'm writing that down. I don't want to really do some research on that. Because I do. I really like yoga.
It's good.
It is. It is.
Yes.
It is.
And I love for Christian women to experience it, because a lot of people, women will shy away from it. And it really deepens your relationship with God as you open yourself up to some of those places you haven't opened yourself up to, because we can carry shame in our body, and there is no place for shame in our body.
So true. Tell me about acrostic strength, these 8 powerful yet simple lifestyle habits.
Okay, so this is a balance. When we work on the reflection and we work on creating our vision, all of that's great. And the things that we do day in and day out, even if we don't feel like it, we need to have a set routine and a structure and a rhythm of life that helps us stay healthy. So strength is the reminder of the 8 powerful transformative lifestyle habits. They're scientifically backed, researched, lots of my own experience, but a lot of science and research done behind these 8 habits. And they're so simple, yet so powerful. So I use the acrostic strength to help women remember these 8 habits. So each one is a chapter explaining exactly how to do it, and then an action table that with reminders of this is what you do, and this is how it works, and this is the things that you want to focus on in this particular habit. So it's like I said, it's acrostic strength, and each one of those letters is a lifestyle habit.
Lifestyle habit. Love it. I love it. Yes. Now, I understand, just in your opinion, and I always ask everyone this question, because we all are unique when it comes to the root of self-care awareness. So I personally understand how to conquer time management, people management, resilience. In your opinion, Linda, tell me about how I can improve the root of self-care awareness. Now, I know we've been talking a lot about it, but with your book, and I want the audience to really understand your reasoning of why you wrote your book and how it's helping us with the awareness. So can you elaborate a little bit?
I think that's great. Well, I think we need to have the honest conversation first. You know, we have to get honest within. And that's when we live in the best freedom and we live the best version of ourselves. And so we have to take a time of genuine reflection. And we have to look at our lifestyle habits. What is working for me and what is not? And get very honest with ourselves. A lot of us don't do that. I used to not do that. And because we think things are good and sometimes there aren't. Maybe running 4 miles a day is not good for you anyways, because it makes you feel good or it helps you lose weight. So we just have to look at our own life and get very honest about what drains, about what energizes us and what drains us.
The bottom line.
Yes. Then we have to create more of the lifestyle habits. We have to get honest about how much water we're drinking. Little things that we do, we have to get honest about and look at our life and slowly, one step at a time, begin to incorporate those things that we know that we really need to live in our best health and will be our best version of ourselves at work and with our family, whatever we're doing. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Yes, it did. You know, like I stated, I did a little research about you, and I read about you, and you're very inspiring. And I have to say this. You are a true servant. Because of what you do and what you're putting out there in the universe.
Thank you.
In everything.
Thank you so much.
And you live by your life motto, I feel. Because when we write our book, that's us. And that's our why. And that's us telling about what's going on in our life. And you always willing to serve. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing. I want you to know that.
Thank you. Thank you.
In your opinion, what makes a great mentor? And how do you create within someone to promote personal growth and enlightenment? Because that's important when we are servants of God and we're giving back.
Well, you just nailed it with that question. That's the question.
Okay.
I really believe. And I will say, from my perspective, part of that is we have to have the self-awareness. And that's not one of my favorite words, but we have to have the honesty about ourselves, all parts of ourselves. When we get clear on our parts of ourselves, not just focusing on one area of strength, but we get very honest with all parts of ourselves and how do I need to change and how can I grow? And what can I do? Who can I be around that will help me grow in this area? And that becomes our goal. And of course, we all know we want as most wisdom when we're truly seeking after wisdom,
true,
which we know where wisdom comes from. Just the truth in the Bible, other people that are living their lives the way we see we want to live our lives. Then we're on a good path to getting there and to being the kind of person that just wants to see other people grow.
Thrive.
There's nothing that's better. I love seeing other people grow.
I do too.
I know you do.
I do. So tell me about the Stressed podcast.
The what?
Tell me about the Stressed podcast.
The Stress podcast. I'm not sure about that one. I don't have a Stress podcast.
You don't? I thought you had a Stress podcast. Okay. Well, tell me, have you written any more books besides
this is the book I wrote, which I think you know about, Strong, Sane, and Sassy. We were just talking about.
Absolutely.
And what I do is I also give workshops, like I'm giving one over Christmas.
Yep, that was my next question.
Yes, on strategies. Self-care strategies that really help us soar through the holidays. Because as women, again, it's so easy for us to not take care of ourselves and end up stressed and not really fully enjoying the holidays or being who we want to be during the holidays.
Right.
So we have to have strategies in mind to prepare ourselves for our events that come up. And that's one of the ways I think that we live our best is when we're preparing and we're seeing ourselves before and during. We're seeing ourselves being who we want to be.
So true.
I do like to give, I do a lot of health coaching, a lot of strategic health coaching. And I also do some workshops just to help women understand, because we need each other just to even be together, face-to-face community or like this Zoom. It's so important for women. And that in itself is such a great thing. And then hearing ways that we can handle, you know, whatever situation we're heading to in our lives, we can prepare for those.
So true. So true. Man, so, I mean, the discussion was really, really good. We have gotten a lot of information out here and out there in the universe. And you are just doing a wonderful job. And I have to state that again, because women, we do not pat each other on the back enough. And to me,
we don't.
We don't. And to me, anytime I get a chance to interview someone whom is just as passionate as I am, I always can, you know, I always give you that nugget. Because it's important. This is what you do is hard work. Even writing a book is hard work to me, because you're putting a lot of information in this book. And how long is your book? What is the length? How many pages?
Let's see. It is 195 pages.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
It was a lot of work. It was very rewarding, but it's a lot of work. It was harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You accomplished it. You accomplished it. So that is good. So tell me before we go about, you know, let us know again about how someone can contact you about your services and the workshops again.
Okay. Okay. So I have a website, Linda Hebert. So my last name is pronounced Hebert. It's Linda, Lynda. Hebert.com.
Okay.
AKA Wild About Wellness. That's my, but you can get there by lyndahebert.com. So it's lyndahebert. Such a hard name to put together because it doesn't sound like it spelled. lyndahebert.com. And then my email, anyone can email me anytime. lyndahebert1@gmail.com. The number one. And then my book is on Amazon, Strong, Sane, and Sassy. So they can get this on Amazon.
Yes.
So, and I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is Lynda, Lynda underscore Hebert underscore.
Beautiful.
So I would love for you or anyone to follow me on Instagram and keep, you know, just go to my website, and I'd love to connect with you. And I do a lot of health coaching. I love doing discovery calls, just getting to talk to women, find out, you know, what are their pain points? What's keeping them from living their most healthiest version of themselves? And what would it look like for you if you were? What would you want your life to look like? I love having those conversations, and I do a lot of those. There's no charge. So that's what I love to do with women.
Wow, that's great. That is great. And I know I'm going to be on that website too.
Oh, good.
Myself, but an opportunity to get better with Pamela, you know, because I need that, especially when you're a mentor and you're a leader and you train and everything. It's always good to get that input and that knowledge.
Pamela, you said it good. You said it well. We cannot fool ourselves and think that we can just give and not need to be not need to receive. We need to invest in ourselves. And that means we look for ways that we can feel fully invested in and nourish, so we can continue to invest in others well.
So true. You have any last minute thoughts that you would like to share with us?
Oh, just, I think just the importance of looking at yourself and seeing yourself the way God does. He delights in each one of us. He looks at us with the most loving eyes, compassion. And so we need to feel that sense of God's delight and compassion on us. And, you know, of course, he wants us to make the right choices, but it's his love and his compassion that we want to bask in. And that's important for us as women to see ourselves the way he sees us.
So true. Amen to that. Well, readers, I have reached my destination, but I leave you with this quote. The mind and the body are not separate. What affects one affects the other, the unknown. Thank you so much for joining us, and visit Amazon, get Linda's book, and share and receive. I thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Cheers.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you for having me. I've loved
You're
being
so
with you.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.